Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
In 1854, U.S. Admiral Matthew Perry landed near Tokyo with his black ships. The mission? Open trade with Japan, which had been closed to foreigners for two centuries. Perry brought along a secret weapon, a small steam locomotive with a few hundred feet of circular track. The Japanese, amazed and intimidated, accepted Perry's terms. That train propelled Japan into the modern world. I just returned from a couple of weeks in Japan, landed at JFK, and headed up to Western Mass by car. 4 miserable hours. A few days earlier, I'd gone a slightly greater distance, Kyoto to Tokyo, in about half that time. My secret weapon? One of Japan's famous Shinkansen, the bullet trains, at 200 miles an hour. Why can't we have those here? The issue surely isn't cost. Japan was still recovering from World War II when it developed the Shinkansen in the 1950s. Today, Japan accounts for half the world's high-speed passenger traffic. Meanwhile, France, Germany, and China are finding superfast rail a good investment. Joining them soon, Morocco. Bullet trains reduce pollution, road congestion, they save time, cut auto fatalities, and they look really cool. Even Japan's non-bullet trains look cool. They also serve almost every town the size of, Pittsfield. Same thing throughout Europe. America seems to be the only rich country without good train service. Why is that? For one thing, we don't even try. Amtrak, which runs our long-haul service, has about 500 trains a day. France runs 14,000. For another thing, we give priority to freight, so many Amtrak trains arrive late. We also subsidize cars and airplanes by building lots of roads and airports, keeping tolls and fuel taxes relatively low. Oh, and the auto and aviation industries lobby to keep things that way. But the big reason is Republicans. They somehow equate trains with government, bad, and block them as a threat to individualism, good. They also know trains work best for populated areas, while the GOP is strongest in the empty places. So the rest of us sit in traffic, breathe fumes, lose our tempers, our lives. Maybe someday the Japanese will send an invasion fleet to our shores and force us to open up to the modern world. I hope they bring a train with them. Worked for Admiral Perry. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.